This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. In response to the region's stay-at-home order now in effect, local business groups are circulating an online petition urging California officials to exclude San Luis Obispo County from the new lockdown. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
Although SLO County now has four people in the ICU with COVID-19, it's being lumped into the same region as LA and San Diego, causing the county to go into shelter-at-home orders for at least 3 weeks.
Our county has done a lot better than some of these big cities, and so it just didn't seem fair that we were grouped in with them.
Jocelyn Brennan with South County Chambers of Commerce started the petition urging the governor to exclude SLO County from the SoCal region. She says businesses are already having enough trouble staying open during the pandemic.
They've been told they can open. No, you have to close. No, you can open in limited capacity. No, you can open. No, now you got to close again. You know, it's just been really, really tough. And then to be right before Christmas.
The San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, Morro Bay, and Paso Robles chambers have signed on to the letter as well. Gina Fitzpatrick with the Paso Robles Chamber of Commerce believes businesses have proved they can operate safely.
It's not to say that we don't believe that we do need to do our part and make sure that that safety protocol is first and foremost.
Also joining the petition, the Paso Robles Wine Country Alliance and the SLO Coast Wine Collective. The online petition is open for community members to sign before it gets sent to Governor Newsom's office.
Someone signs it every 10 seconds. So I was expecting a pretty strong response, but that surprised me.
Brennan says even if the petition doesn't convince the governor to exclude SLO County, she thinks the effort is the right thing to do.
I would be very surprised if this changes anything, but I still think it's worth a try.
For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.